All right, well, Molly Campbell is with us from Bay College. It's almost time to vote again. Good afternoon to you first, Molly.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, at Bay College, you try to engage with students and the community on political issues once in a while. You get a little help from the local officials, and we have an election coming up, so tell me what you're up to.
Yes, Bay College is working hard to maintain our designation as a voter-friendly campus, working hard to educate voters on campus and throughout the community about elections and how things work. We do voter registration drives and things. But this year, because of the new changes with Proposal 2 that passed most recently, voters are really going to want to know about some of the new changes, and particularly early voting.
Yeah, and now the college is not a precinct, right? But how do you go about, we have some students that are from out of the area, for example. We also have people in the community that might come out. So how do you kind of teach them how what's coming up here and how to vote early and how to do absentee and all of that?
Yeah, so that's exactly why we're holding a big event. It's going to be free and open to the public on Tuesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. on campus in the Joseph Herman University Center, and the big conference rooms will be opened up there in rooms 952, I think it is. And we are having a panel, basically, of people involved with elections, and it's very focused on Delta County, but people from outside the area or anywhere in Michigan can still probably learn what they need to find out how it's going to work in their local area. But first and foremost, we have the League of Women Voters, who have materials to cover just what you need to find out what the changes might be that were in Prop 2, such as the 90s of early voting, and again, where those precincts are going to be and such. So Delta County Clerk Nancy Pedrocki will also be there to assist us. So Delta County has determined that early voting site, I believe, will be at Wells Township because they have the processes and security and facilities and things to do that. So all the townships will be coordinating through that for the early voting process. And then other things like now with a permanent absentee voter application and things. So we're just going to make sure we have the League of Women Voters and the county clerk to help answer questions. But we also, the League has a member who was on the local county board of election canvassers for over 10 years, Margaret Carrignan. And so she's been very valuable in explaining, how we do the election audits and all the certification of the votes. And then there's another member, I believe, is currently on the Board of Canvassers, John Myers. We also invited him because of his many, many years of experience. And there's several other, the county board appoints, I believe, at least two Republicans and two Democrats. And they recently have reappointed John, I think, and then a new member as well for the Democratic side. There's also two GOP members that I was lucky enough to touch base with this week. So anybody who is former members of Board of Canvassers, or obviously anybody in the public or current members, we hope folks can be there, precinct poll workers, anybody that wants to, so we can all get on the same page of how we are going to be implementing some of these changes in Delta County.